This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Climate Summit in Glasgow starts in a couple of days, a through line of which will be how to get off fossils and onto renewables faster. The Biden administration has said it wants power generation in this economy to be 100% renewable by 2035. It's the getting from here to there, though, that's the tricky part. So I talked to Gary Cruz the other day. He's the managing director of research at Arbo. That's a clean energy consulting firm. And I asked him when we talked, first of all, about the American power grid right now.
It is pretty antiquated at this point, especially as we move into the future. The benefit of the older types of generation was that they could be placed near the demand centers, but the newer sources of generation, wind and solar, sort of have to be placed where the wind and solar is, and then you have to build transmission to them. So it will require a substantial rebuild of the transmission system as we move from existing sources of generation to the newer sources of generation.
All right, so let's get to the future then of this grid, which you have said has to be affordable. It has to be clean, and it has to be reliable. And it kind of sounds like one of those trick questions where you say, well, we need these three things, and you can have two. You know what I mean?
Yes, I would agree with that. Yeah. Obtaining all three is a very difficult problem to solve. Yes.
Well, you're the expert. How do we get there? Because we kind of have to, right?
I think what we need to do is to avoid the extremes. Right now in this country, I think we're being pulled in two different directions. One, an extreme that we sort of need to do nothing and the markets will take care of it. And on the other extreme, you have environmental purists that say we have to go to wind and solar now and need to make that transition immediately. Both of those create different risks. The market forces, I mean, as we saw in Winter Storm Uri, don't really work to bring you cheap and affordable and reliable power. And as we said, this build out of wind and solar only creates its own problems of not only reliability, but also affordability. So in our minds, the path forward is probably some mix of wind, solar, and existing sources of generation like natural gas, along with probably hydrogen.
Yeah, until we can wean ourselves from the fossils, basically, right? That's what it has to be. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Right. So look, let's say I gave you $1 trillion. What would you do?
Well, I think the biggest hurdle you have to overcome is this transmission build-out we talked about. If you look at where wind and solar needs to be placed in this country, it's mainly in the Midwest. And your demand centers are on the coasts. And it's those states in between that are not going to get much of a benefit because the towers are just going through them to bring the source to the demand. We think focusing on that transmission and getting that built and incentivizing those people in the middle states to accept that burden will certainly facilitate the build out that you talked about.
I wonder if this is one of those which come up every now and then in this country where we're going to get to the right answer because we have to, but it's going to be way, way harder than it kind of objectively needs to be.
I would agree with that. I mean, but I think it may be one of our weaknesses, but it's also one of our strengths in the sense that I do think the federal government has a role to facilitate, but I do think the states and the private sector are capable of solving the problem. I think for many of them, they have the will at this point. It's just a question of creating the way for them.
Gary Cruzzi, he's the managing director of research at Arbo. Mr. Cruzzi, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Guy. Thanks for having us.